Listen, many of you probably have begun planning your weekends, and we here at Morning Sedition want to help, because we like to help. Now in the studio is a man known to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering subjects both large and small, so much so that we have decided it constitutes a philosophy. Yes, folks, a philosophy, which we like to call Pashman's Guide to Life. So please, welcome our editorial producer, Dan Pashman.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right. What's up, Pashman?
Yeah, well, we're calling this Pashman's Guide to Life, I guess, and you know, I'm pretty excited. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about stuff, and you know, I'm just
Know that. You're not even doing it justice. The way Pashman works is like you could be just like you could be eating some yogurt, and he's like, oh, dude, if you're gonna use a spoon, you know, maybe you ought to think about holding it between those two fingers. I mean, you're like,
you could get way more torque out of that spoon.
but any little thing, you present it in such a way that it sounds like you actually spent an afternoon working it out on paper.
An afternoon is probably a short amount of time.
Right. Well, so what do we got to tell the people for this week?
Well, I'm an avid concert goer, and I know with the weekend coming up, a lot of people like to go out and see some live music.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give some tips on when you're going to a live music show at any kind of club or event where it's general admission, where you don't have an assigned seat.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of research in this area, and I found that crowds tend to, they enter a venue from the entrance. Usually it's the back of the club.
Whoa, back up. Let me write that down.
They enter the venue from the entrance. Write that down.
Baby steps.
Okay.
So, and they never go to the far end. They just crowd by the entrance, or they go straight in a straight line to the stage from the entrance. For example, the House of Blues in Chicago, you enter it from the back right.
Okay.
And it's always much more crowded on the whole right side of the venue, all the way up to the front of the stage. If you go to the front of the stage to the far left,
right,
a lot more room, easy access to the bar as well.
Oh, I get it. I see. Ah. So you think this will work across the board with any concert venue?
I observed the same phenomenon at the Steve Earle concert in Webster Hall, where the entrance is in the back left a couple weeks ago, and in the front right.
Right.
A lot of space there, right up to the front without a crowd.
Does this have something to do, Dan, with the people who don't want to act like they're interested in the opening act and they leave a good part of the hall empty until that last moment?
It could. And maybe some other time I'll talk about how you can take advantage of those people because I have some research I've done on that as well. Well,
who knows? We might even have time at the end of this. Wait a minute. Did you just say take advantage, Mark Riley?
Yeah.
And I forgot to go to Riley Town?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Here we go.
Take right. good and full right. advantage.
Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought.
No, that's fine.
Do you remember what you were talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
So basically, people are kind of lazy. They go to the closest point, and if you're willing to work a lot harder, you'll get a better spot. Now, all that being said, there are two important exceptions to this rule.
Okay.
First is when you're going to see Bob Dylan, you always want to be stage left.
The old Jew, as I like to call him.
Exactly. Yeah. Robbie Zimmerman.
Yeah, Bobby Zimmerman.
And he likes to turn, he always plays turned about 45 degrees to his right. He's always turned sideways. So
right.
if you go stage left, he'll be playing right to you.
Okay. Interesting. But, he's been spending a lot of time playing the keyboard lately, which is, as I recall, is a stage right, so he'd be looking out stage left.
It depends on which way the keyboard's pointing.
Okay, all right. So
the keyboard's pointing?
I'm just pointing out a possible exception.
Right. The other thing is...
We dismissed the exception. We're just moving on.
Which way the keyboard is.
Okay, all right.
Case-by-case scenario.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
The other thing is...
That was scary. I just infiltrated Dan's OCD, and there's a moment of like, shut up, Mary. I'm trying to do something. All right, go ahead.
error. The other Soul Live, who I'm going to see at Irving Plaza here in New York next Wednesday night, one of my favorite bands, a jazz funk trio.
Uh-huh.
With them, you always want to be stage right because the Hammond B3 organist, Neil Evans, is always in the right, and people just are always more into it, dancing, getting funky by Neil because he's just so awesome.
Okay.
So Soul Live, stage right. Dylan, stage left. Otherwise, go the long distance from the entrance.
What we can extrapolate for people that may not like Bob Dylan or for people that don't know who Soul Live is, like myself, okay, is that if you like a particular performer within the group you're seeing, maybe you should stand by them so you could feel a little more excited about the concert.
Sure.
Okay.
Stand near the performer you like?
Yeah.
Brilliant!
Yeah.
In most situations, you just want to go to the farthest point away from the entrance
towards
the front of the stage so it's less crowded there.
I think we got a second to maybe cover how you take advantage of those people that are sort of waiting around for the opening. right. To yeah. finish.
There's a few key moments right when the opening band ends.
Yeah.
Before, right after the opening band ends, where people walk away from the stage to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. And it's before the people who've been staying back go forward.
Right.
And if you can move forward in that in those key few moments while the crowd is moving back and going to get a drink, you can go right to the front of the stage, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm assuming that generally you go by yourself to concerts because it takes so much thinking and strategizing. Dan, you'll be back next week to do
next Wednesday, we have a big Thanksgiving tips for all the people out there.
Tremendous. Wow. That's going to be very helpful. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure that you have some important stuff about potatoes.
You'd be surprised how little people know about eating turkey.
How much free time you have.
I don't know. I've learned a lot about this now.